This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Rescue workers are digging through sludge and debris looking for dozens of people who may be trapped after a mudslide ripped with a roar through a Japanese seaside resort town. Saturday's landslide has killed at least 4 people. An official says 80 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities plan to release their names, hoping that perhaps some were away when the disaster struck. Many of the apartments and houses in Atami are second homes or vacation rentals. Officials say 25 people have been rescued. The disaster is an added trial as authorities prepare for the Tokyo Olympics, due to start in less than 3 weeks. Rescuers were given the all-clear to resume work looking for victims at a collapsed South Florida condo building after demolition crews set off a string of explosives that brought down the last of the building in a plume of dust. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told the Associated Press that the demolition went exactly as planned around 10:30 p.m. on Sunday. Crews immediately began clearing some of the new debris so rescuers could start making their ways into parts of the underground garage that is of particular interest. Once there, they were hoping to get a clearer picture of voids that may exist in the rubble and could possibly harbor the 121 people believed to be trapped under the fallen wing of the condo. Pope Francis is alert and breathing without assistance and in good overall condition following surgery to remove part of his colon, that according to the Vatican on Monday. The 84-year-old Pope is expected to stay in the hospital for 7 days, barring any complications, following his 3-hour operation on Sunday by a 10-person surgical team. This is VOA News.